Ooh. Well, I always love it when we have Nikki on. Nick Lundberg, WJR digital sports reporter, fine MSU grad, and he's been doing a great job here at WJR now with his first real job out of college. And couldn't be more proud of you, Nikki. There's a breaking story, according to Dave Rieger, who also follows sports a lot besides the movies. Duke to play UConn and Michigan and Gonzaga next season on Amazon in a groundbreaking TV deal. That's just coming over the wire right now. What do you think, Nick?
I feel like that's becoming more of a trend in college basketball as they try to capitalize on these bigger matchups. We saw Michigan play Duke in February last year. You never really see that, or you haven't really seen that up until this year. I have a feeling that's kind of in the mix of with the NIL stuff and all the corporations kind of capitalizing on the fact that you can make money on college sports now. So I think we're going to see more and more of this. But it's cool for, you know, a school like Michigan to be able to compete with all those blue bloods and get that national attention.
Well, it's great for me because it just makes me look like a genius because I'm against NIL. I'm against the portal. I said it will go down to high school, and it now has. And betting. The betting that's run rampant on our phones and everywhere else, it's all ruining people's lives. I said it when it started years ago, and it's now more true than ever. And think of this, my friends. Here we have our Pistons, and he's about to report on them. We have our Pistons in Game 6 this Friday. And if you don't have Amazon Prime, you will not be able to watch the game. That is almost blasphemous. It's just wrong. And we're letting it happen. I don't get it. Nick, I just don't get it.
Yeah, streaming has definitely taken away from the, you know, regular fans' ability to access these high-level playoff games that we all love to watch, right? I mean, last year, even a couple of years before streaming was on, most people have ESPN, ABC, these national channels that the games used to be on. But now that they've got Peacock, Prime, all this other stuff, it's really making it difficult for the average person to watch and enjoy. And that's, I mean, that kind of plays into all these talks about ratings. And how can you really know, you know, what your ratings are when you have a game going on five different streaming channels at the same time?
Yeah, it's crazy. And by the way, I've said this before, I love Xfinity and Comcast. I always have. I knew them in Philadelphia, the originators and founders of the company. That's how far back I go with them. But there is some kind of a fight going on now with the people who own Channel 7, and we can't get ABC now on our cable channel. And I've had a couple of friends who've said, yeah, I don't miss them. I'm thinking, oh, that's not good. That's not good. Be that as it may, I understand you have an interesting record in games that you've covered and watched. This came to me from Dave Rieger.
Oh, Dave's putting me on the spot here.
What happened? I mean, do they usually win or usually lose when you cover the game?
Okay, so the past couple games, I'm 2-0 in the past two Pistons games, okay? And I saw a Tigers win last year, right? But I have yet to see a Lions playoff win in person. And we don't have to talk about the other Tigers-Pistons losses from this and last year, so let's just leave it. I'm on a two-game win streak right now, and hopefully if they make it to Game 7, it'll be 3.
Hey, you're good with me. I don't know. Rieger, that was a setup. Rieger asked me to ask you. He knew the answer, and there you are.
He's great at setting people
you
up.
Yes, he is. I know. He used to produce my show.
Dave's the puppet master.
But he's the puppet master. Yep. Okay, so even Danielle remembers. All right, so let's go to the Pistons game. They stayed alive with this Game 5 win. What can you tell us?
So, yeah, last night, Cade Cunningham absolutely just took over. He had 45 points, and Paolo Banchero for the Magic actually matched him with 45 of his own. And the Magic kept it close throughout the game. The Pistons never trailed, but they had a big lead, you know, going into, you know, near the end of halftime, but the Magic kind of cut it. And it was a close game, back and forth. The Magic were making their three-pointers. They shot over 50% from three as a team. And, I mean, it really just came down to Cade making tough shots in the clutch. Like I said, he had 45 points over 50% shooting. He kept the turnovers down. And for the Pistons defensively, Asar Thompson was just everywhere. He had 15 rebounds, He had five. He had 15 rebounds, five blocks, or in five steals, excuse me, and two blocks. And he also added six assists. And Tobias Harris, everybody has been talking about the Pistons lacking that second scoring option. He really stepped up with 23 points on 9 for 18 shooting and added 8 rebounds as well. So those were Cade, Asar, and Tobias were the main three for the Pistons last night.
And with a 116-109 Game 5 victory, that's a pretty good spread on the score the way these games, all games, seem to be going these days.
Yeah, and for this series at least, both teams aren't the best at shooting, despite the Magic, you know, having a great game last night. It's a very physical series. The scoring has been low compared to other NBA series in this playoffs, and the Magic love drawing fouls, getting the free throw line, as, you know, they like to live in the paint. And the Pistons, that's, you know, their bread and butter too, right? That's how they won 60 games this year. And so we kind of came into the series not expecting a whole lot of offensive firepower, but it's really been a defensive slugfest through the first five games so far.
How are we doing with injuries and such?
The Pistons are looking pretty good. They're missing their backup shooting guard, Kevin Huerter, who was out last game. He's been questionable. He should be back soon. And then the Magic, on the other hand, struggled last night without former Michigan star Franz Wagner, who was absolutely killing the Pistons up until, you know, he got injured with a right calf strain. And his status is still up in the air for Game 6 and 7. So it'll be interesting to see if he comes back, and especially next game in Orlando, because the Pistons really struggled to win on the road in Games 3 and 4. So if Wagner is out for that, I'd look for the Pistons to have a much better performance on the road on Friday night.
So, Rieger, you're the one who told me this, so, and I'll ask Nikki Lundberg, I'll ask everybody, is there any way around this Game 6 Friday if you don't have Amazon Prime? What, do you have to find a bar or something that has Amazon Prime that they broadcast in the bar? What do you do?
Yeah, probably. I would, yeah. If you don't have Prime, you got to go find it somewhere, or you have to sign up for Amazon, yeah.
Find a friend.
Find a friend that does too much shopping online.
Exactly.
Amazon Prime. Exactly. And it took me years to realize that there aren't special prices. You know, I'm a shopper. I like deals. But Prime is based totally on convenience.
And Nick's right.
And you pay extra to have it delivered the next day. When you say, I didn't need to pay extra to get it the next day, I would have accepted it two or three days later at a deal, at a discount.
And Nick's right. This is nothing new with the streaming.
No, I'm afraid it's not only nothing new, it's the wave of the future.
It is, and it is just, you're right. This is the way it is now.
Nick, do you have any thoughts about that? Any feelings about that?
Yeah, it's really unfortunate that this is the way it is, but I think the best thing is just to, you know, like you said, find a friend, find a bar, find, you know, a common space to that someone will have it. Someone somewhere will have it.
Well, it makes sense for them to come on WJR and do some quick commercials over the air telling people, come to our bar, we'll have the game, or something like that. So, sales team, go on out there. Sick 'em. All right, thank you very much, Nikki. We love you, and we love the job you do for us, sir.
Thank you.
Nick Lundberg, WJR digital sports reporter, as we continue in focus live on WJR.